You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I was asking Emily and Jeremy yesterday about the whole reciprocity thing. In other words, reciprocating on Christmas cards, because people are so sweet and they send them to me every year. Like Jeremy and Nicole send me a Christmas card every year. Yeah. But I'm the guy who never sends them back. I mean, I don't reciprocate. I don't send out Christmas cards. I haven't in a long, long time. And I don't know if that makes me a jerk or isn't it true that some people keep track of who reciprocates?
Yeah, we do that.
After like 2 years, if that person doesn't send any, you stop sending them Christmas cards?
Oh my God,
we have a little
that?
Spreadsheet, a little Excel sheet of who we get them from. And then it's like at some point you stop buying the card for that person. You save the 67 cents and you don't send them a card.
Oh my God, that's so not with the season, but whatever.
Well, I noticed the change.
That's all right.
Because they save where they can with me, because I guess Jeremy and Nicole feel some sort of obligation to give me one.
Well, we do.
I post them on my bulletin board in the office. I still have years worth up on there, so yeah. I collect them. But where
collect
you guys have
all.
Saved with me is that you don't mail them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Now you just put them in an envelope and you put them on my desk.
Don't feel bad, though, because I do the same thing with, you know, family members that we immediately see. We'll just hand them the card. We'll save the stamp.
This is for you. I appreciate getting one every
Enjoy it for your 30 seconds and then proceed to dump it in the trash.
Because you asked me, because remember you had an extra card and it was either going to go to me or someone else.
Yeah, I was like, do you want this?
No, and I said, no, I'll just look at Dom's and I'll get my 3 seconds of joy and I'll make fun of you and then so send it
to somebody who cares.
You're
welcome. Exactly.
And then Emily was asking a question yesterday about the whole pose for the ones that people do. You know, they take a family photo and they send it out. And you asked a pretty good question about the summertime shot.
Because the one you sent out last year, it's a great picture. Nicole had her hair done. She had just cut it.
Right.
But you guys are sitting in the middle of a park with green grass and tank tops on and the sun is shining and it ain't December.
That's all right,
what
though.
What the hell?
That's a good time of year. That summer's a happy time. It gets you thinking about the summertime
but
coming, I think.
This is the most wonderful time of the year. Why not put on a little parka and get outside in nature?
When the good picture was taken.
I do like the way people think ahead. And they'll take a shot in the middle of summer, like in their bikinis out at the beach, but they throw on a Santa hat.
Oh, so it makes it festive.
Right.
So they're like, hey, I was thinking about Christmas even in July.
I just think it's so ridiculous.
Well, like, so maybe you had a great trip to Hawaii over the summer and you had a great shot from Hawaii. You can't use that as your Christmas card then? Because it's too
tropical?
Are you
saying that,
Emily,
that all Christmas cards have to be winter shots?
Winter theme?
I kind of think so. You can't just Photoshop in some tinsel around the edge of your Hawaii picture, Jeremy, which I saw you sent out a few years ago.
We added the Mele Kaliki Laka Laka, whatever, however you say it. Yeah, that's on there.
Oh.
That's festive.
Kind of tied it all together, didn't you?
Yeah, come on.
I think you just got to go with the season. You got to get the
There's
ugly sweaters.
And freaking angst picking out those pictures. I easily spent 2 hours trying to figure out what pictures we're going to put on our little holiday
Which
card.
Which picture you're covering Nicole up the most
you,
in?
Yeah, you got to make it look good. Easily 2 hours for a product that is probably in somebody's hands for 30 seconds before they go right into the shredder or the trash or whatever.
How long do you leave? I mean, most people will leave their Christmas cards up through the end of the year.
Well, if we get them, they go in a little basket. They go in a basket until the end of the...
Oh, you don't even put them up on display, like around like, your
kitchen
door?
We really don't.
What is the basket? You can't see them.
It's just strictly a vessel for holding those cards.
So you might as well just throw them away.
Might as well throw them away.
It's a guilt basket.
The Christmas card is such an obligation now, and it's costing us, between stamps and cards, $100 to send something out that's going to be disposed of.
Why don't you stop doing it?
I want to.
But your wife doesn't want to stop.
Yeah, because, you know, we had the baby this year, so now we got to send out a picture with the baby in it.
Oh, you got to dress her up like
Mrs.
Claus.
That whole mumbo jumbo. So we have to this year.
You know, I will say, though, at least your cards that you guys send out, you are in them since you're the person I identify with the most, because my best friend in the world sends me pictures and it's just her kids. And I say, well,
I don't want to do that.
Where are you?
I don't understand that personally. And I know we're about to offend a ton of people who do that every year. Their Christmas card is just their children. But I'm with you, Emily. I'm like, you know, look, it's your family.
Yeah. Right.
Get a nice group shot.
Get you in there somewhere.
And how about...
It's more of the, you know, kids are the center of the universe thing. It's like, yeah, your kids are important. They're great. But make it a family shot. Show us all of you.
I'm just going to send pictures of my dogs to you guys.
Don't do that.
That's going in the trash.
That's
I'll
even
tell
worse.
You that much. So here's the other thing, because this is from, you know, how my theory is that everything in life comes back to either Sex and the City or Friends.
Okay.
But there's a Friends episode. How long do you have to be together to send out a Christmas card together.
Here's right. what I want to do. I want to throw that out there.
That's huge.
And let our listeners respond to that.
It's been like 2 months. It's been great 2 months. You still got the butterflies. Oh, my God. We're going to spend Christmas together. Then New Year's Eve, and we're going to kiss. Oh, my God. Do you send a card out?
How long do you have to be a couple before you have a couple's Christmas card? Here's Molly. Hello, Molly.
Hi. How are you?
Great. So what's the answer to that question?
I agree with Emily. You got to wait a few years.
A few years?
Like eight seasons?
Well, my brother has ruined our family Christmas picture for the past 3 years because he's had a different girlfriend in our family's picture.
Hey, good for him.
Every single year.
Let's peel that apart for just a second. Why do you say he has ruined the pictures? But isn't it kind of...
Well, we go back and we're like, oh, great, they're not together anymore.
What's her name again?
What's her name, right?
Who is that?
Yeah, but who cares?
Well, two of them were Heathers, so we call them Heather 1 and Heather 2.
All right.
Well, I just think it's kind of cute that you can go back through the years and you see the, you know, the different people that have come in and out of your lives.
The flavor of the week.
Well, it's not, you have different people in your lives.
I'm like inevitably single. Like my brother just always has a girl.
Oh, well, and you're always there holding the family cat.
Two of them.
I feel you, sister.
That's funny. Molly, you're wonderful. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Take care. That's kind of funny. Here's Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning.
So how long do you have to be together?
I say you have to be married.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. I didn't get married till I was 28, and I sent Christmas cards every year. And then once I got married and once I had kids, all four of us were on the card.
Yeah, but what if a couple's been together for, you know, a year and they're not married?
They're permanent, maybe.
They still can't send a Christmas card together?
I mean, they could, but I'm with Molly. It kind of just ruins the whole effect of the holiday season.
Right.
I think it's kind of embarrassing, too.
What?
Yeah, I know somebody in my life that has done this with, you know, they send out the Christmas card every year, but it seems to be a different guy each year.
Yeah,
when they send it out, it's like, well, where's the old guy? There's a lot of explaining every year on her part.
Maybe she's just, you know,
jumping the gun.
She's exploring.
Exactly. It's just not, I guess, thinking of family,
in
my opinion.
I don't know. To me, the word ruin is what I'm taking issue with. It's like, so what? That's just who they were at that time.
Well, yeah, that's true. And ruin is a strong word.
Yeah, it's a moment in time, Elizabeth.
I agree, but at the same time, it's just, I guess, tradition.
I'm starting to wonder if you married folks are a bit, you know, it's like a closed club and nobody's allowed to participate
in it. Let's send a card out this year with you and your lady friend then, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, big talker.
Are you guys going to be committing
in
the card
big talker.
Elizabeth, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. You all have a great day.
You too.
Well, why does this thing that if you're not married, it ruins it for everybody else? I don't understand that.
You're right. Ruin is a strong word.
It doesn't ruin it. It's just embarrassing, I think, for that person.
So as a gal who's not married, you're almost putting yourself up on the line for criticism because, and if it all falls apart, they're going to be like, oh,
what happened?
Oh, you thought Mr. Christmas card was the one.
Here's Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer.
How you guys doing?
We're great. What do you think about this?
I'm with your last caller. You gotta have made the walk down the aisle.
Before you can do a Christmas card together.
I think so. In my 20s and 30s, I was in three, like, four-year relationships, and two of them were engagements, and I never sent out a Christmas card for any of them. And this year, I got married, and it's the first year I'm sending out a card.
Wow.
It is kind of special, I guess.
You guys are so
a little
strict.
More special.
I didn't realize what a commitment a Christmas card was.
It's bigger than marriage.
Right?
Like it's family, you know? Like it's a family card. And until, I don't care if your wedding is January 2nd. If you're not married, you shouldn't go out.
Well, let me just give you a different point. I'm not going to argue with you. You know, you're welcome to your opinion. Let's just give you something to think about before you hang up. The whole idea of this Christmas card is supposed to be not here's my life for the next 50 years. It's like, here, Christmas 2015, this is me and this is my life today. It's a snapshot of what's going on right now. So why does it have to be a marriage before you can share what's going on in your life today with the people you're closest with?
I don't know. I just feel like, for me at least, then the next year would have been my mom busting out her box of old Christmas cards of 4 years worth of the guy that I'm not with anymore and broke my heart. So it's like, I don't really want to commemorate
all right.
4 years anymore.
But if the divorce rate is 50%, then half of these Christmas cards in 5 years are going to have different people anyway. It's still a picture of where you are today.
Sure.
Doesn't ruin anything.
Put a picture of you at Costco on there.
Good pizza.
Real life.
Just the pizza from Costco. Send that out as a Christmas card.
Is it really good?
Oh my God, it'll change your life.
Jennifer, thanks for being on the show.
You guys have a great day.
Bye. You have a great
man,
day.
We are start like things are just changing in the world. There used to be a time when women would show off their engagement rings and screw the ring. Now we just want to show off our Christmas
cards. Apparently, yeah. Here's Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Good morning.
What do you have to say about all this?
Well, I guess I'm going to jump on the bandwagon with them, and I'm going to say either married or seriously committed and living together.
Well, all right.
Before you send out that Christmas card together. But I don't think it's a bad thing to, you know, include a picture of you and your significant other and send that out. But I just don't know that I would be sending them joint to, you know, my significant other's family that maybe I don't even know.
That's good.
Maybe that's the first time they meet you is through the Christmas card.
Who's this young lady?
That's unlocked me.
Better wear a high-necked blouse there, Lynn.
Don't send them to Nana. She gets all excited, think you're getting married, and then you break up. God.
Are you pregnant?
Poor Nana. Think of Nana.
I have a solution for you with your Christmas card photos.
All right, what's the solution?
A few years ago when my son graduated from high school, I was kind of having the dilemma of which picture do I send with the card because I wanted to include, you know, his photos from graduation, or a photo, I should say. So I decided instead of just picking one picture, I made a collage of pictures of things throughout our entire year and put it on an 8x10 or whatever, 8.5x11 sheet of paper and included it with all of my Christmas cards. And there's a whole snapshot of our entire year.
Yeah, so
I've seen those little collages.
Like a year in review.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's expensive to mail that, though.
New vacation and graduation and
extra
posters. It's a big sheet.
Yeah. The lake, and they're not all perfect and pretty and posed.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Lynn, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you calling us, okay?
Pretty soon, we're going to just start sending like little cardboard cutouts of us, you know, like a full size you can sit up in your living room.
Right, like from Spencer Gifts.
Yeah, why not?
I don't think so. I think what it's going to be is everything's just going to be a hologram anyway. So you just send a little hologram.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.